So we're holding here. Good morning or good afternoon, everybody. We're holding here in the middle, towards the end of Perikov Hay. And he's speaking over here, Agav Grora, why it is that you need to have, why Shtei Lechem was given on Shavuos. Omnam, Yesh Oitam Loma Shtei Lechem Chometz. So there's another time why Shtei Lechem was Chometz. Ramzu Chachomim Perik Shish Lepsachim. Hakol Moedim Batzaz Tabina Lechem. Shu Yoim Shen Nitan Torah Yisrael. Vizer Kya Yoim Azer Tachtoinim Him Ika. So normally the mahalach is that Torah is in Shemayim, and it's ki'ilu above us, beyond us, and we reach up to it. On Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reached down to us, and therefore gave us the Torah. And therefore, it's something which is our day, as opposed to, there has to be something in the Zman that is going to reflect on the fact that it's our day rather than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to us. So even though, I just want to explain in Akuda, the difference between before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah in this prat was like this. Before Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was quote unquote b'shamayim, which means l'moshel. Let's say I'm interested in learning on a very high madrega, so I go to a yeshiva that is on a very high madrega, and I stand by the window and I listen in like Hillel. So the prat is it's there. The yeshiva's there. The yeshiva has no interest in me being mitzarev to it. I'm interested in it, so I go there and I pick up what I can pick up. So it means that the yeshiva, the Elyon, has no interest in me learning over there, but that's the way but tachlis, it's mashpia on it. I get a hashpah from it because that's what I wanted. That's one mahalach. A second mahalach is where the yeshiva is interested in me learning there. The yeshiva comes to me to recruit me to the yeshiva. So even though in both cases I'm learning in the yeshiva, but there's a yam of difference in terms of what happened here. In one place, the yeshiva is on high madrega. I come and mitzarev to it. Another one is the yeshiva itself is where it is, and the yeshiva itself comes to me and brings me over to it. So before Matan Torah, the Rebbein Shalom was Belyonim. In other words, there was a Metzias Elyon of Ruchnias, and that was that world. A person who wanted to could reach up and gain from that world, get involved with that world. That was what happened. And the Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they did that. Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed that he wants us. He reached down to us and sort of brought Torah to us in the sense that he expressed the desire and interest that we be mitzarif. And that's why it became tzivuyim. The tzivuyim are basically the same, the equivalent of the yeshiva going out to recruit a bacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and told us to be mitzarif. So he brought Torah down to us. The tzivuy is a chetimtza, a bringing Torah down to us. So when I solicit somebody, be'etzem he's the ikar. If I'm going because I to him to try to get him to come to the yeshiva, so he's the ikar. I'm trying to get him to come to the yeshiva. So normally the tachtoinim are pointed to el yonim. That's the way it's normal. So chometz be'etzem is something which it's expresses the person. People have the social isa and so on. It's the same isa as the yonim but it has a sasha bisa. So that's the hadgasha of Shavuos. Voyishtayim, and it was stay alechem bedafka. Bimoyim shtei kipsi atzeres zevashlomim. They could be yoyma zer akadosh baruch hu poina olam hazeh. So the shtayim, I guess, is an expression of the fact that you have the two coming together. You have people and Ribbono Shel Olam. Another element that expresses that. So b'meila, he's all of these inyanim are inyanim that are the inyanim that show the chibur of a Kaddish Baruch to the Bri, and that's how it's expressed, whether the carbon, whether the shtei alechem, whether the chametz, etc. V'tzorach lispo yoyim acha yoyim, ki b'chol yoyim v'yoyim hu kirv yoyse. Kasha yotzes, so we have to count the days because they add up to something. When you count something, what you're doing is you're showing how the different discrete elements add up. So you have a staggering of these different nekudas, and that's why there was this moving forward. So b'meila, because of all these different elements, the Yom HaChamishim is extremely exact. The Tama Rishon is that not the 50 days, but the Chodesh HaShlishi. Kikach mocham an akosuk, shay oma b'Chodesh HaShlishi, says we saw Mitzrayim, tol hazman anasino b'Chodesh HaShlishi. So the fact that the Torah is madgishit means that Chodesh HaShlishi is a very important reason, or a core reason. So Mela, you have all of these different yanim that have that specific zman. I wanted, I guess, a little bit to speak about the inyan of yanim a little bit, because what we're saying. So he's speaking over here about Matan Torah. Lemaisa, one of the strange inyanim that's Mishatif Matan Torah with Rosh Hashanah is that Shafris, which is the core of Rosh Hashanah, the Tria Shafer, when in the Shemoneh Esrei, the whole perik of the Chelik of Shafris talks about Matan Torah. And so on, and the description of Matan Torah. Then the koilus ibrokim aleim neglesa, we call shofar aleim hoifota. Kakosu b'ser sech v'ibeim hashishim v'beis habayker because ibrokim on a covenant and so on and so forth. So the keilu that the koil shofar that we're talking about is the Matan Torah that called shofar. And it's something that is sort of, it's kind of strange why, yes, there happened to be one of the elements of Matan Torah was called Shofar. But to say that that's the introduction to it, I mean, you have the psukim of Tikkun B'chodesh Shofar. So good, so that's a positive vim. But Lemaisa, to take Matan Torah as Shofar, which doesn't seem to have any shaykhs to our Shofar, why would we do that? So I think I'd like to talk about the following Nekuda. We have two different koiches of two different koiches of Gilui. We have Ria and we have Shmia. Those are the Ika ones. Te'ima and Reach are much, much less boilet. They don't, it's not doesn't relate to the same type of things. So you have Shmia and Re'ia. There are many, many differences between Shmia and Re'ia. But one of the differences that is special is, if let's say I see somebody, so mitzad echad, my tfisa in the person is usually stronger than the Shmia, letei Shmia gdol Re'ia, but there is nothing in the Re'ia that indicates that the person at all is interested in introducing himself to me. When I see something, the person who I'm seeing is passive. So he may even wish I'd never spotted him and would hope that I didn't notice him. He's not interested in having a cash with me. So whenever I have a perception, something of Re'ia, there's a clear perception of the person, but what I don't have over here is the perception, the idea that the person himself is reaching out to me. When there's koil, so I have the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reaching out to me, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person, we're talking about a person now, is wants me to notice. Somebody yells out to me, hey, so he wants me to notice him. So Shmia carries in itself, if someone else if someone else calls out to me, so then the simon is that he wants me to touch base. It's interesting in that sense, the koil is even more important than the dibur, because dibur, and once I'm schmoozing with somebody, we're schmoozing. But the calling somebody is koil. When you yell to get somebody's attention, it says by Vayikra that before every dibur, there was kadma kriya. So koil is a way in which I reach out to somebody and try to make that contact. So in koil, more than in dibur, there's a gilui that I want to have contact with the other person. The inyan of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So when a person learns about the Rebbeinu Shalom, when he learns about what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from him, and so on. So the derech of Re'ia is sort of like we said before, like by before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, if somebody had good eyesight, he could look up Lamala and say, this is what a higher world is about, this is what a better world is about, and so on. I had no indication whatsoever that Rebbeinu Shalom is interested in me doing that. I could, it's seicheldik maybe, I could deduce it, but it certainly, there was no act mitzad Rebbeinu Shalom that demonstrated that. There are two times when it was demonstrated that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to reach out to us. One of them is Matan Torah, like he says over here, where Kadosh Baruch Hu came down to us. The coming down is the act that says, I'm interested in you, like the mashal we gave of somebody recruiting. And Brias Ha'olam Be'etzem is that. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's Brias Ha'olam is a moment when it's the greatest expression that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants tachtonim. While it's existing, there's no overt indication of it. But Bria Soilam, the Maisa Bria itself, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants tachtonim, because what else did he create? That's what he created. So we have two moments when that nekuda of a gilui of a ratzon that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is shayach to us, it wants us, that there's a rutz and elyon for tachton, are the two moments of Matan Torah and the moment of Brias Ha'olam. Both of these have the gilui of shayfers, of koil. In Matan Torah, the gilui of shayfers is like that. This is what it says. It says, "Vayibri amashlish v'esaboyka v'yikoylo subrokim v'anu kovil kol shev chazik moed." And we say in the in the introduction to it, we say Bekoilus Abrokim Aleim Niglesa or Bekol Sheif Aleim Hoifota. In other words, it's through Koilus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mizgal himself to us, and he was Mefiyah with the Kol Sheifa. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Megala himself to us, to being Mefiyah. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu crossed into our awareness with Koilus and Kol Sheifa. Those were moments of that. So that happened about in Torah. In Brias Olam, it's a much stronger version of it, because the Etzem Bria of Adam expresses a Ratzon Tachtonim, and b'meila we have and b'meila our avodah is called Sheifa. It wasn't Shayach and Brias Olam Sheifa. There was nobody to Sheifa to. But the Etzem Maisa of Brias Olam is a Maisa that would be equivalent to the Sheifers of Har Sinai. I think this explains a lot. There's the it says in the Torah says, and it's very famous in Chazal, that Rosh Hashanah is a combination of Gila Birada. You have all the Yonim that people do to show that the Tachriyim Adin, and you show a Yontif. And it says because we're Batuach that we're going to be Zeicha B'din, and Mitzat Sheni, there's the Neira of the Din, and so on and so forth. So it's hard a little bit how to be Teufis, that confidence. When a person goes ahead and takes a test, he's not always sure he's going to win, and so on, and Efrat, we express such Emes Adin. The Teretz is, it's a deep, much deeper Sheresh than that. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not cared whether people would be Zeicha B'din or not, then there wouldn't have been a Brias Olam. There's no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything, and there's no point in it. The fact that it created a world where, he'll be, with he will hold people accountable through Din, it shows but that he, what he wants is people should be Zeicha. And it also means that however you understand it, it's set up so that there'll be, so that we will be Zeicha. The Gilui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael and wants Adam Bechlal Yuso is Adarabba, because of the fact that he created Adam and asked that he accomplish something means that that's what he wants. There's no point to putting it down and just kind of leaving it. And okay, if there'll be zecha, be zecha, not zecha. There's a tachlis in the bria. So until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be megala in Brias HaAdam, the rotzen for Adam, then we wouldn't have that. It's because in Brias HaAdam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala a rotzen for Adam, that we have the understanding that somewhere along the line, the Zechiya B'din, I don't know if the right word is built into the system, but it's an objective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's the right way of saying it. That's a core objective that's nilad from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to Tachtonim. This is much stronger than coming out to Tachtonim. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Tachtonim. It's a whole mitzvah of Tachtonim comes from there. So the when we talk about the Yom HaDin being Brias HaAdam, it's a, so yes, this is when Adam has to live up to Tzuras Adam, but there's also a Gilui that Tzuras Adam is his Ratzon, that he wants a Tzuras Adam. The whole mitzias of all the titles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that is zokuk to a tachtoim is Malchus. All the other ones, Gibor, Neira, Chacham, the Mashal, I can be a Chacham even if nobody else is around. But it may not be meaningful, but it's still so. It doesn't really take on, doesn't become meaningful maybe, but it's there. So I can say if there's one person left in the world, I can call it Chachma, I call it Gibor, I call it whatever I want. Those titles have meaning to some degree. A melech is Kiyadur, the famous Pirkei Avos. There's no melech b'li am. So the first gilui that there's a zika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, the gilui which is a zika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world is specifically this gilui of Malchus. The other giluyim are desirable. L'mashal, if I'm a gibber, I want to show it off to people. If I'm a chacham, I there's a second stage that I want to show. So I came up with a gevaldike chiddush, and I'm enamored with the chiddush. So now I'm looking for somebody to tell the chiddush to. But that's secondary. A melech without an am is not a melech, but etzim. So, and it's important to understand how to express it correctly. To express it as a lack in HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to be a melech, or and what all those things are not. That's you can't say those things. But the one thing you can say is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to megal himself. That was his Ratzon. That's as far as we can figure out. And that's where we start with. But in the Ratzon to be Megala, we're Mechalik between two inyanim. The Ratzon to be Megala, other Midas, is a secondary Ratzon to Etzem Mida. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Neira, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Chacham, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Gibor, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Toiv. All of those are Midas that exist, and they exist without anyone else. And there was a Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Megala it. Like the lashon, you know, the miderech hatoiv lehetiv. It's miderech hatoiv lehetiv. I'm a toiv before I was mating. But as a toiv, I have a desire to be mashpia. So in all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are there to be megala, the gilui and the mida are really two separate stages. The one mida where the gilui itself is the core of the mida, where the makabel of in Tachtonim is the absolute prerequisite for the Mida, is Malchus. In Malchus, without a there's no Malchus. The definition of Malchus is leading a group to become a bigger Metzias, and therefore it doesn't exist without it. So the Gilui, the Mida, which will be Megala on Rosh Hashanah, that is the Mida that it's dafka shayach tachtonim, is the mid of Malchus. So when we express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mid of Malchus, which is HaMelech HaMishpat, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech, this is the mida that we express on Yosh Hashanah. That mida is on the one hand, it's a certain hisbatlus of ours, that everything we do is focused towards Malchus Yisbar. So yes, you have that nekuda of Hispatos, but you also have built in that nekuda a rotzen for the Am. Malchus expresses, I don't want to say the word need, as much as a rotzen for the Am. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to express Malchus and wants to be Melech, then Bal Korchoch, that's in it. There is the Lashon in the Deinoilam, the Terem Kol Yetzir Nivra, Azay Melech Shma Nikra, that there was a Pchina Malchus before, but the partial understanding of it is it was Melech in potential. It was a Melech, because there will be a Malchus. And Vachikich HaSakoil, Levadi Yimlech Neira, those are things that they need the Hesper. The partial is that the Malchus is something that requires the Am, which is its Etzem Itzias. So the Tkiya Shefa, Rosh Hashanah is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moifia to the Bria, Megala to the Bria, and that's the Etzem. It wasn't Eicha Timtza. It was that is the Etzem Mitzias of that day. The Kol Shefa is there when you awaken a person, means you call out to the person. it expresses an indication you want this person. Dibur can be in my das also. The Maral speaks a lot about sechel yunis sechel dibri. Dibur is a formulation of my thought into a clearly articulated statement, and that could be pneumistic also. Person thinks of a svara, and then he sort of puts it into words, and he writes it. So that's a b'chinas dibur. But when I call out to somebody, koil is shayach dafka to the other. And therefore, in the day that is gili be'etzem, means that it's the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses the desire and the need for tachtainim, and that the kli for it is shayfa. And so it's the one thing as demanding as the day is, but that comes together with an indication that there's a ratzon. Just like if a yeshiva recruits you and tells you, you know, you should come to us, but you should know that our entrance exam is very rigorous. So even if the entrance exam is rigorous, but down bottom, they recruit me. They want me. So there's a sense of a ratzon, a pneumistic ratzon, to have me. It's not where I applied and I took the test. The test is very difficult, and I got in, didn't get in. Over there, there's absolutely no expression. The ratzon for me is only after I pass the test. Over here, the ratzon is before. It's something that comes before. And b'meila, it's the makom yontiv in Rosh Hashanah is that gilui v'ata v'chartanu. Okay, we'll hold it here. Next week.
How does the shofar represent that?
Because the shofar is a kriya, it's a koil. The shofar does nothing as much as attract somebody's attention. So it's pure koil. So b'meila, the purpose of a shofar is to call out to somebody else, or call out to the person himself. Before it has, it's a wake-up call. When in a wake-up call, it's not even what you're trying to say, it's the fact that you're trying to get the person's attention. So that's the school in the Kailas of Shaifa. Sorry?
Oh, go ahead, I think he's going to ask me. In the beginning, the Maharal was saying that the relationship that Hashem came down to the world was expressed through Shavuos, but the truth is by Briyas HaOlam, so also that came with a tzivoy in terms of the Eitz Hadas and the Sheva Mitzvot, and there was the consequence of Mei Noach. So that relationship in terms of an interaction really existed. So by Shavuos was the addition in terms of like in B'chukotai Teilechu that it was a mitzvah of learning and appreciating Rosh Hashem, where the selection of the Jews like B'nei B'chayr Yisrael, or that there was mitzvah Asay. Like in terms of the fundamental relationship aspect, so, what was actually added by Shavuot over
the fact that Klal Yisrael is the Amanifchar, that at this point, you know, the way Ramchal explains it, that Betzim, the world should have been just Adam. Adam was chayted, that fell apart, and therefore now Kodesh Baruch Hu's Bechira is in Klal Yisrael, and we play that role. So there's an expression of Bechira in Klal Yisrael.
I hear. So that becomes more of a, and like Shavuos almost becomes more of an extension of Briyas HaOlam, where we become primary. Like even though the Ramchal talks about Avraham Avinu stepping forward, but that's like an extension of that.
Avraham Avinu was the Shoresh that began the process. It would become Klal Yisrael